Abby Omodunbi is an assistant vice president and economist for the PNC Financial Services Group based in Pittsburgh. And he joins us every month to give us an economic outlook here, not only across the country, but around the state and Northwest Indiana in particular. Abby, thank you for joining us on the program today.
Thanks for having me, Chris. Well, glad to be back.
First, give us an idea, at least on some of the latest job numbers. What is your takeaway on that? And also the employment situation, not only regionally, but nationally.
Sure. So, Chris, so today's job numbers were worse than expected. We expected a gain of 50,000 jobs, but the U.S. economy lost 140,000 jobs in December. Now, this is the first monthly job loss since April. So the U.S. economy lost about 22 million jobs in March and April last year. This was due to the national lockdown and the restrictions on economic activity. Mm-hmm. So what we're seeing from December's job numbers is we're seeing the impacts of the second wave of this virus, the resurgence of the pandemic. And we've also seen restrictions in economic activity in many cities and states. So the restrictions we're seeing in recent months are more targeted. They're not national. So it's just targeted in various cities and states around the country. So in December, we saw about 500,000 jobs lost in leisure and hospitality. We also saw job losses in private education. But there were gains in construction, retail, and manufacturing. So regionally, the Northwest Indiana economy is still below pre-pandemic levels. So regional data is released with a lag, so we most likely wouldn't get December's numbers till the end of this month. Mm-hmm. But the most recent employment reports for Gary, Indiana Metropolitan Division, which includes Lake, Porter, Jasper, and Newton, shows that the labor market has been making improvements, but it's still well below pre-pandemic levels.
Now, since we have a wait, I guess, to get more complete numbers, though, what seems to be PNC's outlook for the regional and the U.S. economies as we go in through the year?
Right. So, I mean, just looking back at what we experienced in 2020, Chris, we experienced the sharpest downturn since the Great Depression, but we've gained a lot of ground since then, but we're still well below pre-pandemic levels, both nationally and also regionally. So looking forward, PNC Economics expects weak growth in the first quarter of this year in the U.S. due to the record high coronavirus caseloads. We've seen restrictions in economic activity in various parts of the country and targeted lockdowns, as I mentioned earlier. But again, we're going to see weak growth in this quarter and then much quicker growth next quarter as mm-hmm. we start seeing the effects of the fiscal stimulus and hopefully as vaccination levels increase. So regionally, it's unlikely that we return to pre-pandemic levels till early 2022. The Northwest Indiana economy is very manufacturing intensive. Industrial production is still below pre-pandemic levels. The capacity utilization of the steel industry is still below pre-pandemic levels. So it's going to take till at least early 2022 before we return back to pre-pandemic levels regionally.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask if there's any clue, and at least you have any prediction perhaps, or at least from the numbers that you see in the trends, as to when you think that both economies, local and national, are going to come back to normal.
Right. So, yeah. So, I mean, our forecast is for the U.S. economy to return back to the pre-pandemic level by the end of this year. Mm-hmm. It's going to take till at least early 2022 for the Northwest Indiana economy to return back to pre-pandemic level.
Now, we know that economics and politics are not supposed to be bedfellows, but it seems sometimes that they are. And with all of the things still happening as a result of the elections from last November, and in particular with the recent Senate runoff elections in Georgia, and maybe even the impact on we've seen here even in from because of the chaos on Capitol Hill, should we expect any major policy changes coming from the results, especially of the Georgia runoff election?
Right, Chris. So it is clear now that Democrats will control the Senate in 2021. Now, what this means is that it's very likely that we're going to get additional stimulus. So this will be stimulus in addition to the bill that was passed a few weeks ago. So about $900 billion was passed in fiscal stimulus 2 weeks ago, and this was aid targeted at households, small and mid-sized businesses, So there was the Paycheck Protection Program, which was also included in the stimulus. And then there was also aid for universities and vaccinations. So like, it's extremely important for vulnerable parts of the U.S. economy to get as much aid as possible so that we have a full and strong recovery. So folks that work in the airline industry, in restaurants, in tourism, you know, they all need as much support from the U.S. government in order for us to have a strong recovery. Now, something to note is that Treasury yields are extremely low, so the U.S. government can borrow money for 10 years for just about 1%. So mm-hmm. it's an opportune time for the U.S. government to pull out all the stops to ensure that we have a full recovery. So Democrats controlling Senate makes it very likely that we will get additional stimulus. It's too early to tell if there are going to be any other policy changes, but additional stimulus will be a welcome boost for the U.S. economy.
Well, of course, that's going to be the subject of future conversations in the months ahead, too. And Abby, thank you very much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Chris.
Abby Omadumbi is an assistant vice president and an economist for the PNC Financial Services Group.